The following is a free-for-download audiobook from the website krishnapath.org. The Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 2, Sanatan Goswami. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a person in the lowest status of life can find direction in transcendental devotional service to the Lord. After Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas, he traveled all over India. During this period, he went to Maldaha, a district of Bengal, and in that portion of the land there was a village by the name of Ramkeli. Two government ministers of the Nawab Hussain Shah's regime lived there, namely Dabir Khas and Shakar Malik, later renamed Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami. They had a chance to meet Lord Chaitanya, and after meeting, they decided that they would retire from government service and join his Sankirtan movement. The two brothers at once took steps to leave their material engagements and appointed two learned Brahmins to perform certain Vedic religious rituals in order to achieve complete freedom for the devotional service of Krishna. These preliminary activities are known as Purushcharya. The ritual function of this process is that three times a day one has to worship and offer respects to one's forefathers, offer oblations to the fire, and respectfully offer foodstuffs to a learned Brahmin. Five items, the time, the worship, the offering of respect, the offering of oblation into the fire, and the offering of foodstuffs to a Brahmin, comprise Purushcharya. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, the directional authoritative book, these rituals are mentioned. After performance of these religious rituals, the younger brother Shakar Malik, Rupa Goswami, returned to his home with an immense amount of money, which he had acquired during his government service. The silver and gold coins he brought back filled a large boat. After arriving home, he divided the accumulated wealth first into two and distributed one part to the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas. Thus, for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he distributed 50% of his accumulated wealth to persons engaged in the Supreme Lord's transcendental loving service. The Brahmins are meant to understand the absolute truth, and thereafter, when one is actually engaged in the loving service of the Lord, he is called a Vaishnav. Both the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas are supposed to be fully engaged in transcendental service, and Rupa Goswami, considering their important transcendental position, gave them 50% of his wealth. The balance was again divided into two. One part he distributed to his relatives or dependent family members, and the other he kept against personal emergency. This distribution of personal wealth is very instructive for all who desire to be elevated to the advancement of spiritual knowledge. Generally, a person bequeaths all his accumulated wealth to the family members and then retires from family activities for progress in spiritual knowledge. But here we find the exemplary behavior of Rupa Goswami. He gave 50% of his wealth for spiritual purposes.